We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Praying in the Spirit, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15. What is the conclusion then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will also pray with the understanding. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will also sing with the understanding. I have just read from the New King James Version. After Amara understood the truth about praying in tongues, she decided to start praying in the Spirit every day. At first, it felt dry and mechanical. But as she persisted, she began to sense great peace and strength in her spirit. Soon, she noticed that her fears were gone. Her faith grew stronger, and she became more sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Many believers struggle to pray in tongues effectively because they stop too soon or allow their minds to distract them. When you begin to pray in the Spirit, your mind may wander because it is not directly involved in the process. See 1 Corinthians 14:14. But as you continue, your mind becomes quiet and your spirit begins to take over. To pray effectively in the Spirit, you must be intentional. Set aside time daily to pray in tongues. Start with a few minutes and increase gradually. Stay focused on Jesus. Remember that you are communing with the Lord, not performing a ritual. Combine it with understanding. Alternate between praying in tongues and praying in your understanding. This balance helps your mind stay engaged and your faith active. Persevere. The more you pray in the Spirit, the stronger your spiritual capacity becomes. Praying in the Spirit is one of the greatest ways to strengthen your faith, grow in discernment, and activate the power of God within you. It builds you up from the inside and helps you stay aligned with God's will in every season of life. Go into today remembering that praying in the Spirit is a divine gift that keeps your heart aflame and your walk with God vibrant. Prayer. Heavenly Father, help me to cultivate the habit of praying in the Spirit daily. Strengthen my inner man and make me sensitive to your voice. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Numbers 21 to 24. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.